Runners like cool sneakers. Check. Runners also seem to covet a slow resting heart rate, but that may not be a good thing. Joining us now is regular Pulse contributor Dr. Bethany Brookshire, also known as SciCurious. She's a writer for Science News and Society for Science and the Public. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Bethany, why is a slow heartbeat a matter of boasting among high-performance athletes?
It's very interesting, actually. So I'm a half-marathon runner myself, and a lot of times when I'm at races or with other half-marathon runners, you'll hear people, usually the guys, boasting about how they got their resting heart rate down. So they say, yeah, you know, I started out with a resting heart rate of like 75 beats per minute, but, you know, I mean, now I'm around like 50. And, you know, they act like this great thing to boast of. A low resting heart rate in endurance athletes is kind of thought to be a sign of how fit you are. You know, if you're really fit, if you're in really good endurance shape, you're going to have this low resting heart rate. And so it's usually a matter of boasting because of that.
And what causes the slow heart rate?
So that was really interesting. Until recently, we didn't know. Most scientists thought that it was actually a difference in signal from the vagus nerve, one of the 12 cranial nerves, and that decreased signal from the vagus nerve caused a decreased heart rate. But as the author of this study told me, he said it was a case of the emperor's new clothes. There was just no evidence. So they started looking for what caused this low heart rate, which is called sinus bradycardia. And what they found was that it's a change in the expression of receptors in the pacemaker of the heart. So your heart has an area, the sinoatrial node, it's called the pacemaker. And in this area, there's spontaneous firing of the cells in that area, the muscle cells, and they fire together. And that firing actually causes the rest of the heart to contract. So it's a pacemaker for a reason. The rhythm there determines the rhythm of your heart. And one of the channels, the ion channels, that's particularly important for that is called HCN4, which is also called the funny channel. And what they found was that in athletes, well, in this case, athletic rats and athletic mice, they had fewer funny channels. And this correlated with a low resting heart rate. So a athlete's heart is not as funny. It has fewer funny channels.
Why is it called a funny channel?
So it's a funny story. So it's called funny, not because funny ha-ha, but because that's funny. The funny channel controls an ion current. It's a sodium-potassium current that goes inward to the cell. Okay, so the channel opens and sodium and potassium ions come in to the cell membrane. What makes it funny is most of the time those currents are activated when the cell is depolarized, okay? When all of the ions are rushing out of the cell and the cell is depolarized. The funny channel is activated when the cell is hyperpolarized, when things are rushing in. So it's a little odd, and so it's funny.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah, it's just weird. It's funny weird.
So is the slow heart rate then a good thing, a bad thing, a neutral thing?
Well, for endurance racing, it's probably a good thing. But in the long run, actually, people who have these chronically decreased heart rates can suffer pacemaker problems later in life. When you're young and you're an athlete and your heart is all springy, your heart can go back to normal. You can recover from sinus bradycardia after your training is over. But as you get older, your heart loses its plasticity. And they think that you may recover less as you get older. And fewer funny channels means a slower resting heart rate. And as you get older, that means you may have pacemaker problems. So older athletes tend to need more pacemakers than non-athletes.
When you say pacemaker problems, you mean our natural pacemaker.
Our natural pacemakers, yeah. So they often need a supplement pacemaker.
Okay. And can we train our heart rate to be slow when resting, or is that just something people talk about when running marathons?
Oh, no, that's definitely a real thing. A lot of endurance athletes do have slow resting heart rates that they get from their endurance training.
All right, just by nature of running all the time.
Yes, or cycling. It's very common in cyclists.
As a half marathon runner, is your resting heart rate any different?
I'd like to hope that it is, but in fact, it's not. So maybe that's a good thing for my long-term heart health, but it does make me look kind of slacken.
Thank you, Bethany.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Bethany Brookshire of Science News. She writes for the educational blog Eureka Lab.